Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, October 19th. It is not October 19th. It is November 19th, excuse me. November 19th, 2014. Welcome again to the show. It is a real pleasure having you here with us today. There is, as ever, just so much to talk about, just a ton of stuff. I want to jump right in, following up on last week's episode. Now, in last week's episode, I talked a lot about the big e-commerce trend that you have to watch, what's really driving e-commerce. And there were a handful of things, right? It's the fact that we've got an internet everywhere. It's the fact that we're all publishers now. It's the fact that, you know, there are these deep customer insights we have to be aware and, you know, focusing on data-driven marketing and the like. And all of these have been recapped in a talk that I gave not long ago. I just put the slides up as my Travel Tuesday post this week. As I did a version of this talk specific to the travel industry. But the overall trends matter for pretty much every industry. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about some of the other trends, why those matter a little bit, and why they apply to your business. So two of the other trends that I think are really worth paying attention to are what I refer to as the changing of the guard and disruption and disintermediation. Now, when we talk about the changing of the guard, we're talking about a couple of things. We're talking about a couple of overlapping realities. One is demographic. In demographic terms, we have boomers beginning, the very beginning, to age out of the marketplace, both in the sense of the much older boomers are now not consuming, are not purchasing the same way they did at the same levels they did, say, 5 or 10 years ago. Now, that's very leading edge and very bleeding edge. Boomers are still a hugely important, hugely sizable demographic and will remain so for another, 15 years, right? Because the youngest boomers were born in the early 60s. And so the youngest boomers are only now entering their early 50s. Right, so they're going to be around for a long time. What is more important in that regard, and this is just an unfortunate reality, I mean, this is just life, right, is that the oldest boomers were born almost 70 years ago, and as such, some of them have begun to either retire in meaningful numbers. You know, they're in their very late 60s or just about 70 years old. So they're either retiring or in some cases, unfortunately, they've died, right? So the size of the boomer demographic, the size of that cohort is beginning to shrink. And their buying power is beginning to diminish. So one of the most important consumer generations ever is starting to slow down. We're going to see less activity from boomers just because of some demographic realities there. At the same time, we are seeing the birth of millennials as a major, major demographic. There's a reason everybody's talking about millennials. And the reason is because somebody has to replace the boomers. And Gen X, my generation, there just aren't that many of us. We're a much, much smaller generation. I think most people are aware of this, but, you know, the baby boom was followed by what was considered a baby bust. So when you look at the millennials, the folks who were born between, say, 65 and, you know, 82 or thereabouts, again, depending on whose numbers you go with, but let's call it that 17-year stretch there, that's a much smaller demographic cohort. And so it's the folks who follow the Gen X, our Gen Ys, our millennials, whatever you want to call them, who were born between, say, 1983 and, say, 2001, who are really the demographic group who are going to start to shape commerce in a big way. And the nice thing is half of them are over 21, more than half are over 21. They're entering their adulthood. They're beginning, the oldest of them are beginning to enter their more, their better earning years as they get into their 30s, right? Because the oldest of them are now, what, 31? So they're starting to get some buying power. They're starting to get in a place where they can actually shape the marketplace. And that's going to be really important. That also is a generation. They also are a generation who have always been used to mobile everywhere. They've used to internet everywhere. One of the trends we talked about last week. You know, they don't look at it as a technology. It's more like a light switch, right? When you think about the light switch, well, you probably don't think about the light switch. It's just something that's there. You flip the switch, the light comes on. That's how millennials think about the internet. It's just there. You flip a switch and there it is. You open up your phone, or you pull out your phone rather, you open up your laptop and boom, you're connected everywhere. Scott McNeely, the long-retired CEO of Sun Microsystems, used to say back in the early 90s, the mid-90s, that the network is the computer. And he was right. He was just way, way, way too far ahead of his time. It was something that, you know, most of the world wasn't ready for. Today, it's a fact. The network is the computer. It's just the reality. And millennials use their phones for everything. There was a piece on eMarketer that talked about moms using mobile to multitask. I loved the alliteration there. And they talked about it as it's just an outsourced brain, right? It's just a thing that's there and that you use because it's convenient and it makes it really easy. And, you know, these moms and these millennials are using their phones for every single thing. It's just what you do. That's hugely important. And then, of course, the other factor of the changing of the guard, which we're not going to get into today, but is the growth of that demographic, the growth of millennials, the growth of younger generations as viable consumer bases in other parts of the world. Because of the connectivity, people in every country and on every continent now have greater say in the marketplace than they have traditionally had. You know, we're going to enter a point here in the next 5 years or so where we're not going to talk about emerging markets as much as we're simply going to talk about markets. But we're going to put that aside for today. Now, of course, the reality is, because of all of these facts, we're seeing a lot of disruption and disintermediation, something I've talked about in the past. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. But I just wanted to give some examples of how we're seeing this in the real world. The Verge has a piece this past week that talks about Snapchat. You know, this social network that a lot of people are using to take photos and connect with their friends and things like that. You know, as basically instant messaging with images. Is actually introducing a payment system. So think about that in terms of disruption and in terms of disintermediation. Who thought of Snapchat, this goofy little texting, messaging, mobile messaging and imaging platform, as a payment system? Well, the answer is they did. They absolutely are thinking about that from the word go and saying, how do we help our customers do what they want to do? Well, we'll help them send money to one another because they're already sending you know, important information, important to the customer information. So let's make it easy for them. Let's use this same platform to make it easy to send other valuable stuff. And in this case, actual value, money. Business Insider has a whole piece about how e-commerce is starting to impact the grocery business. You know, I talked about this a couple weeks ago, about how no one is immune to disruption. And, you know, this Business Insider report really looks at it. You're seeing e-commerce growth in groceries of 21% compounded annually, right? That means it's on a pace to double every 3 years. That's huge, huge, huge. Particularly when you consider that the grocery business as a whole is in low, low single-digit growth every year. Now, it's focused in specific areas like specialty, gourmet, health and beauty aids, things like that. But it's absolutely growing. And then the most important part of the way these is the way these trends work together. One of the things that the Business Insider report talks about is that millennials are more willing to use e-commerce for groceries than other demographics. Because again, they take it as a given. It's just there. So that changing of the guard is going to affect all of this as we move forward. Now, I've said no one is immune to this disruption. And what matters is how you prepare for it, how you get ready for it. And the first way you get ready for it is to acknowledge that this occurs, that this is real, and that you have to be on top of it. You have to think about, how are my customers changing? How are their behaviors changing? What are their expectations? How do those differ from the expectations of the customers I've dealt with in the past? And how can I make those work more effectively to help my customers accomplish their goals? Because as I've said many times, as we've talked about many times here on the show, when you help your customers achieve their goals, you're going to have a much better likelihood of achieving your goals. So that's what you really want to focus on as you're planning for 2015, and as you're planning for next year overall. How do you think about how your customers are changing? How do you see the changing of the guard? How are you seeing this changing demographic reality in your business? How are you going to be disrupted, or who's out there trying to disrupt you? Don't just look to your typical competitors. Look to these people who can be replacements for what you do altogether. And think about how those actually apply to your business. And if you do that really well, you're going to put yourself in a really good position to be immune to disruption, or at least really well prepared for it. You're not necessarily going to be immune, but you might be vaccinated. Okay, now looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week, I'm afraid. But as ever, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I want to remind you that you can subscribe to the podcast by just clicking on the subscribe link in any of the episodes that you find at timpeter.com/podcast. Or you can subscribe in iTunes or Stitcher Radio or your favorite podcatcher just by doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, Tim Peter Thinks, or probably plain old Thinks Out Loud. And again, just subscribe there. And I want to remind you that you can send me an email. Just drop an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. I hope you have a terrific rest of the week, a fantastic weekend, and I'll look forward to seeing you back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Take care, everybody.